This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today, we are visiting with Dr. Christopher Verona, a hair restoration specialist in Newport Beach, California, who will discuss hair transplant procedures for transitioning patients. Dr. Verona, a pleasure to have you today on the program.
The pleasure is mine. Thanks for having me.
And you're certainly more than welcome. Our pleasure. So for starters, kicking off today, does a hair transplant cause hair loss? Get into some of those details as we kick things off today.
Well, there's a potentially a temporary thing called shock loss that can happen. And that's usually if you've got lots of hair and for some reason we're transplanting into a very dense area, sometimes the hair that's already there doesn't like it very much. And you're interrupting the blood flow and you're coming very close to those hairs, so it'll temporarily shed. But then those hairs usually start to grow right away. And then the transplanted hairs start filling in after 4 months. So it's usually a very transient situation, and it doesn't make it look visually thinner for the most part. It's just you'll see more of the hairs when you're combing through your hair and when you're taking care of your hair right after the surgery. But then it starts getting better right away. But that doesn't happen to everyone. I'd say that's 20-25% of patients. And like I said, usually not to the point where it actually makes a visual change, but that can happen.
And thanks for that information and for clarification. Now, how long does hairline lowering surgery take?
Ooh, these are pretty long surgeries. So they're very detail-oriented. So we have to take the grafts from the donor area. We have to make the incisions on the hairline and place the grafts. So you're looking at anywhere from 4 hours to 6 hours for a smaller surgery like a hairline. And you want to take your time with it. There's lots of details involved, and you want to make sure that the angles of everything are perfect. So it's a very meticulous operation, so it usually takes a while.
And that certainly does make sense. Also, how can you feminize a hairline for MTF?
That is something that I do quite often, and usually it involves with male pattern baldness. Usually the hairline recedes uniformly all the way across, or the corners of the hairline where it attaches to the temples moves back. So you get these deep recessions in the corners. So if you look at the difference between a male and a female hairline, if you look at the corners of the hairline, the corners of a female hairline are much more rounded and they're farther forward. So you don't have those recessions. So when we do feminizing surgery for a hairline, we really want to bring those corners forward, and we want to fill it in as much as possible. Because anytime we do hairline work, you want as much density as possible, because that's a frame around your face, and you want it to look nice and look feminine. So that's typically what we do. It's important, too, to recreate some of the cowlicks that people naturally have on their hairline. So in order to make it look natural, that's another thing with angling, which I'm big on angling because that's really one of the artistic things and the keys to making it look natural. But you just want to bring the corners forward and you want to make a cowlick and you want to make it as dense as you possibly can. And then it turns out beautiful.
Today we are speaking with Dr. Christopher Verona, a hair restoration specialist in Newport Beach, California, here on eHealth Radio's Hair Health and Health News channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Continuing on, Dr. Verona, is a hair transplant permanent? That would be a big question, I'm sure, from the listeners as well.
Yes. What we do is we take hair from the donor area, which in male pattern baldness, the thing that usually causes the hair to thin and ultimately stop growing is DHT. So you have a genetic susceptibility if you inherited the male pattern baldness gene. So when we take hair from the donor area, we're taking it from the area that has less DHT receptors. So we can move it pretty much anywhere on your body, and it's not going to be susceptible to what's causing the thinning in the first place. So it will stay there. You want to be careful, though, because especially when you're doing an FUE type procedure, which is the individual extractions, there is a safe zone. So you don't want to go outside of that safe zone in the donor area, because then you're moving into an area where you can actually have a thinning over time because there is more DHT receptors. But as long as you're staying in that safe zone and that you've diagnosed it correctly, then those hairs are going to stay there.
And certainly appreciate your input there. Lastly, and in conclusion, what is the recovery process like having a hair transplant procedure?
Well, it depends on a number of factors. There is two different types of surgery. So there is the traditional method, the FUT surgery, where we actually take a piece of tissue from the donor area in the back, and I make an incision, and then I suture that closed. So that usually is a little longer recovery time. So you're going to have some discomfort that first night after surgery, probably for a couple nights after surgery. So we give you a strong pain medicine to take care of that. And then on the top of your head, or where we're placing the grafts, you're going to have little scabs that are going to be holding the grafts into place. So it's going to look a little red and a little crust that's going to be holding the grafts into place. So that usually lasts for about a week, sometimes 10 days after surgery. And that's a really critical time period because we don't want you to do anything to touch it with your fingers or to rub it with some sort of tight-fitting hat or anything, because you can change the angles of the grafts, for one, or you could knock them out and they might not grow after that. So that's a really critical time period. The second way of doing the surgery is something called an FUE. And that's, instead of making a linear incision on the back, I do little punches to take out the grafts individually. So those punches, those are so small that those usually close up within the first 3-4 days or so. So the donor area in an FUE heals extremely fast. But you'll still have those little scabs up on the top of your head. So you still want to leave it alone for 7 to 10 days on the top. But the donor area, that closes up really fast. So that's a little easier physically to recover from. But I'd say that first week after surgery, everybody should just anticipate not looking their best. So if you have any important things to do, just plan around surgery for that first week.
Again, Dr. Verona, thanks so much for joining us here today on the program and discussing hair transplant procedures for transitioning patients. If listeners wanted to get in touch with you or get more information on your practice there in Newport Beach, California, where's the best place online to do so?
Well, they can go to my website at Verona Hair Restoration, and that's V as in Victor, A-R-O-N-A, hairrestoration.com. They can also look at my Instagram profile, which is at Dr. Christopher Verona, or they can go to my Facebook page for Verona Hair Restoration.
Now, I'd say you certainly have the bases covered. Again, Dr. Verona, all the best, and thanks for sharing a moment of your time with us here today on eHealth Radio. Much appreciated.
I really enjoyed myself. Thank you so much.
And you're certainly more than welcome today. We've been speaking with Dr. Christopher Verona, a hair restoration specialist located in Newport Beach, California. And for further details, visit veronahairrestoration.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.